When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up? It's Dan Chandler. I'm with the band Evans Blue, and you're listening to The Loud Spot.
This is Kitty Lynn, and I am the guest host on The Loud Spot.
Play the intro song.
All right.
Warning. The Loud Spot podcast uses adult humor and adult language in its broadcast. It may be unsuitable for younger audiences. Viewer discretion is advised. Also, we are idiots. Please don't take anything we say offensive or to heart.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to The Loud Spot. I'm your host, Sebastian, hanging out with my producer, Sam. We got two guest co-hosts tonight. Dawn cannot be here because
we fired her.
No, she's a tattoo artist, and she is tattooing, of course, the week before the convention, and I don't blame her for paying those bills. But we do have Dan Chandler with Evans Blue, who's going to be playing at the convention. And then we got Kitty Lynn, who is also going to be at the convention. And she is a vendor at the convention. So glad you guys are here. You know what? You guys, since you guys are both here, I'm going to let you know. Throwing a tattoo convention is not the easiest thing to do. It's very difficult.
I'm going to give a little PSA announcement for those who are listening or watching. He's going to cry about how hard it was to throw an event. Blah, blah, blah.
He's been handling it really well, like communicating to us, no stress. Like, hey, man, yo, that's cool. Yeah, that's cool.
I'm not going to tell you. Okay. So first of all, so Kitty, I believe, was the first vendor to sign up for Ink Nation. Okay. Dan was the first band that I reached out to and then said yes. And I'm like, oh shit. Now I got to actually do this thing. Cause I was so worried it wasn't going to go on. And I know, Dan, were you thinking at all? He asked me to do this convention. It's like three months went by. I haven't heard anything from him. Were you, is that a thought that went through your head?
No, I didn't. Well, I didn't know, man. At any time it could have happened. I wasn't thinking it wasn't going to happen. I've done one before in the past. So I was like, well, I do remember how hectic that situation was to get all these people together. And I mean, organize it all. It's got to be just chaos, man. And it hasn't happened yet, by the way. So
it's gonna happen.
You know, I just hope people show up. That's the main thing. I got to pay people. I got to do things. I just hope the money comes in. I get paid back a little bit of maybe I profit a little bit. I hope, anyways.
Well, you should.
Well, you know what's more even frustrating is that he's got a producer and a manager that does nothing but book bands and puts on festivals, right? And what does he do? He does it all on his own, which I'm very proud of, Sebastian, because I thought it was going to fail. I had him in the cards for failure.
Seriously.
That's impressive.
In November, right before Thanksgiving, Sam calls. He goes, when are you just going to call it, dude? What are you going to call it? I was like, I'm not calling it. We're going to do this damn thing. Then like in December, we had a bunch of people sign up for it. And thank God I didn't have to give any refunds.
You got ticket sales going on or what?
Yeah.
I know I had a guy who wanted a tattoo there. And he obviously, I know it's closed, right? There's rules and regulations. So
you texted me like a week ago, I think, about somebody wanting to come. And unfortunately for the state of Oklahoma, we need at least 30 days for out of state licensees I don't know. I'm not a tattoo artist myself, so
Don is the one that
Don takes care of all that. I take care of the vendors and the music. But Sam did get Etch and Embers to come play.
That's because they're awesome. My band. Come on,
That's your band.
Yeah, it's one of the bands that I manage. So it was we're not gonna sugarcoat a lot of things. You know, I could have Widow 7, we could have thrown Alborn, we could have thrown in some of the new bands I just picked up on my roster. So it's not one of those things. Dan, you know, because I hit you up to say, hey, if you guys ever want to do something,
let me
know. And they're like, you blew me off. You said that.
No.
That's what it was.
Okay, technically, you're right. I should have wrote you back, but I don't have an answer. I can't answer questions like that. But I was talking about it forever. I'm like, oh my god, this is a great guy to be in contact with. You know, he's obviously in touch with a lot of festivals and shows. And
on top of that, too, I'm from the St. Louis area as well, where I was booking 360 Smile. There's a ghost behind you.
I know he lives back there.
But
no, that's my little son. But 360 Smile, dude, hell yeah, I've known them.
You know, and Modern Day forever. Zero, and
I was in a band with those guys.
Yeah, exactly. So Bullet 33. I forget what it was called, but back in the day, and then Point Fest and all that kind of stuff, 105.7 Point. So, you know, I'm familiarized with the area. So as soon as Sebastian was like, he's from St. Louis, I was like, what?
That's awesome.
I mean, St. Louis is huge. We never know who's from there. It's like Vegas here, you know? You know how many famous people were in this past weekend for the Super Bowl? I didn't see one person that I could say, oh, that's so-and-so. No. Why? Because you just don't pay attention anymore. So
you didn't see Kanye West and I don't know. I don't even know who was there. A lot of people were there. I don't even know if Kanye was there. We're gonna talk about him later though. Okay, so let's get these rumors settled right now. Evans Blue, according to Wikipedia, is no longer a band. Broke up in 2016, according to the internet.
I'm going to need to see proof on that. Internet?
let me see if I can find. You know what? I think that's what I read. Maybe it wasn't Wikipedia. I think it was, though. I don't know. Evans Blue has never broke up. Still a band. When was the last time you guys did a concert besides this one coming up at the convention?
See, we broke up in 2016. No, I'm just kidding. We released an album in 2016, actually.
Okay.
And then we went and we did like promo tours and we did some southern states. But then I started doing some Emissary Echo stuff. I did the Fight or Flight stuff in 2014. So it was kind of like back.
I love Fight or Flight, man. Oh, that is the one single that was out there.
First of the Last.
Yeah, I think I told you last time we were on the show.
Yeah.
I used to jam that song loud in my car, dude. I used to love that song. That was great. That was with the guys from Disturbed, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was awesome. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Now it's Baby Got Back, Sir Mix jams consistently.
Right. Oh, that's what he's jamming, huh?
And last thing I do want to say is I called Dan, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, I guess. And I said, I'm so sorry. I spelt the word acoustic wrong.
Right.
On everything. Everything. And
printed it on top of that.
Everything. I didn't realize it till we got the whole like stand up, what is that called? Like a step and repeat or banner type thing.
No, it's
an expandable banner.
Yeah. And I was looking at it and I was like, that's not how you spell acoustic. And he goes, ah, no big deal. No one noticed.
No big deal. Weird. Who cares?
No one notices. No,
it could be like your own way of this is what the show is. You know what I'm saying? You got your own name to it. We're calling it that. Just make up some like acronym for each one. Just an
acoustic, like OKC, like Oklahoma City. OKC.
That's what we're going with.
OKC.
That would have been maybe a little weird, though, actually.
But if you guys ever get to learn Sebastian, he doesn't wait for anyone to double check his work. If he feels like doing it, he's doing it. Example tonight. I didn't know we had guest people. So he's like, that's what we got tonight, Sam. So granted, I knew about Dan, but Sebastian, that's what he does. That's what I like about him. The problem is I like to poke fun, and when he messes things up 100%, so that way there I can look a lot better when I mess something up and said, hey, I'm 5-1. We're 5-1 here.
That's right. But then he's gonna start leaning on you and he's gonna be like, man, why didn't we just do this already?
Yeah, I do. And then if he doesn't do it, and I, if I lean on him and he doesn't do it, I get upset.
Yeah.
You mean like, you mean like you'll send something to him and then he won't get back to you and then you'll just do it anyway?
Yeah. It takes too long and then you just do it.
Or not even respond.
That's what I do.
Respond. Because I'm driving a truck all day, and it's probably a bad idea to text while I'm driving.
I'm like, right. Sam, I created this thumbnail since you're busy for YouTube. What do you think about it?
Right.
5 minutes later, it's okay. Too late, I already uploaded it.
Yep. No response is good. And, that means fine.
If you really want to know about that thumbnail, I didn't like it. However, though, I pick and choose my battles because, you know what? You took the effort to create it. Why am I going to argue about it? Worst case scenario, I could change it later when you're not looking.
I'm a content.
How many people do you wish you worked with that would actually just take the initiative and do, even if they do it wrong, for just doing something?
Okay, so we can all know in the entertainment, especially in the band world, how many times sometimes bands won't take the initiative to do something. They should, because it's changed. But how many times are they waiting for the producer to call them up to record, but yet haven't even really done a scratch demo yet?
Yes, you know, manager, like, how about a song?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I feel
notes.
I feel bad for Sam because I know a lot of people because of the podcast. A lot of bands hit me up. I'm like, Sam, you should manage these guys, be their booking agent, and like, not once has he said yes. One time, Hyperdose.
Hyperdose.
Yeah, and then it just didn't work out.
Yeah, then we met him, and then I realized what kind of work ethic and all that kind of stuff, and the stuff that their release schedule was going to be, and I was like, they're not doing anything for the rest of the year. And sure enough, they didn't do anything. They just released something, I think, in February, and it's been a whole year.
So to clarify my original question, Evans Blue is still a band.
Yes.
I broke it up. Before we play our first song, I do want to get to Kitty real quick. She is a vendor at the convention. She's going to be selling crystals, I think.
Crystal penises.
What is it that you do exactly? Because you do all kinds of different things.
Her eyes look like blue crystal balls already.
I get that. I do a lot of different things, but I call myself an authenticity coach and then a sensual awakening coach. I teach a lot about embracing your sensuality and all kinds of stuff.
Yes.
Once you said that, Sam was like, he was going to say something, then he stopped himself.
Because I call myself an authenticity coach, too. It's called bullshit. I'm going to call your bullshit out when you... We've had a band on. We actually had a couple bands on, and they start talking, you know... You know how they start talking about how great their Spotify numbers are and how great, you know, they're doing these tours. And it's like, I see these things. Come on, man. You're playing for door splits all the way across America at 150, 100 to 150 cap rooms. You're not doing that great. Yeah. However, though, you got to start. You got to start. And then another one is like, you never left the state of Texas.
How can you
be touring the East Coast and you're touring with another band that's just a beginner band, and you know Dan as well as I do. Now, granted, you lived in the record label world, where the record label, you had a record label that spent money on marketing, and the whole world was totally different. So what's up?
I don't know the world now. Sam, I would like to talk. If you're managing bands, I don't have a manager. I'm 100% contract free. I would like to talk to you later.
I was going to say, wasn't I directing this question towards Kitty?
Yes.
To begin with.
Sorry, Kitty. No, you're good. I do a lot of authenticity, so I really help people try and figure out what that is. And that's peeling back some bullshit.
What is that? I need to talk to you, Kitty, after this.
Yeah. I don't even know who I am anymore.
It is. When we're talking on a series, like, I will talk all kinds of shit. That's just me all day long. But when it comes down to it, when the authenticity is who are you really? Because a lot of times we don't live the lives we want until we're the ages that we are, say, now. I don't know everybody's ages, but I'm 47. So
I just look old.
No, you just live a life that you should not be living.
By the way, I'm gonna dye I'm dyeing my beard before the convention.
Don't do that, man.
I'm
dyeing it.
Okay, so for Christmas, I was gonna buy him this little thing that I saw on like Facebook or something like that, and he could, because he gets patches. He doesn't have a lot of patches in a lot of places, so it could draw it in and basically give him that full beard look. And what does he do? He's like, "No, I don't want it. We should have bought it for you anyways."
You should have. I would have used it. Actually,
can we? What can we do about this?
Drawing around here.
I'm losing it, so.
That looks real bad. Shut up.
Before we play, we're about to play a song here, but I do want to talk about Dan was going to be a professional baseball player. You love baseball, right? You look like a baseball player.
He's a Cardinals
I love
fan.
Baseball.
Another thing I read on Wikipedia, that might not be true.
You know, Wikipedia, you know, there's just people who can update that, right?
Yeah, you do know that, right, Sebastian?
Not me.
So, I mean,
I can't figure, if you have I've access. Tried. I figured it out. I mean, I tried to figure it out, and I can't.
They're not going to give you access to that, man.
I'm going to go on Wikipedia.
They check credit scores first, Sebastian. That's what they do first.
What's our first song here? We got Normandy, a band called Serotonin. I never heard this band this song before.
The band is called Normandy.
Yeah.
The song is called Serotonin.
It's good.
Norman.
Dan says it's good. Let's check it out.
It is good.
I need blood. I guess it's till I back out. Now we'll do it again. Yeah, we'll do it again now. I should have seen it coming for miles. We're dancing on the edge of a knife. I need blood. I can't seem to love without hurting. My head is on fire with my knife. I swear that to a flat line, green thoughts on a blue mind. Have you ever had the feeling you're your own worst enemy? Put me in the ICU. I need a miracle. Oh, I need a miracle. I should have seen it coming for miles. We're dancing on the edge of the night. I need. Fall to the bottom, my head is above the clouds. If hope was a weapon, then love would be suicide. I fall to the bottom, my head is above the clouds. If hope was a weapon, if hope was a weapon. I fall to the bottom.
I like that Kitty has joined this podcast is because she loves music.
I like that song.
She's a fan of Redefined, which has been a band that's been on here several times. Dan, you're muted, by the way, if you want to mute yourself there. Hey, but thank you for muting it. I appreciate that. Wait, come on.
Oh, I took my earbud out for a second.
Oh, that's why I did. Okay, good. Good.
So, Kitty, quick question. Mm-hmm. What crystal is supposed to provide serotonin?
Serotonin.
Emerald.
Citrine.
Citrine. She's just making shit up. Jam. It's not. It was the green one.
I said emerald.
Citrine.
Is emerald a crystal?
Yeah.
Yes.
But it's different colored crystals. There's pink. There's
black, yellow. Black. What's the black one? The famous black.
You got the yellow, man.
Obsidian, black tourmaline. I can tell you crystals. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm like, so I remember we went to, what'd you call them, Sebastian? A fairy convention? Is that what those are called?
Spirit fair.
There you go. Yeah. I don't want to call it fairy.
That's a different convention he went to.
In San Francisco. Which is where I'm from, actually.
But I didn't know that different crystals provide different energy sources and different things for yourself. So now, of course, I was like, okay, sure. That's not what I was thinking, but that's the nice terminology for the lady that was behind there that probably shrooms all day long. And
hey, you know, whatever. Yeah. Whatever we do, what's wrong with that?
I've never done shrooms.
Yeah. But the problem I had was, as I'm going down the line of the crystals, there's a big penis crystal. And I'm like, what does this one provide? She goes,
I teach about that.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding.
It was, there really it was is. A big one. It was like 12 inches.
A big old wiener crystal?
Yeah. Well, I'm just, I'm asking, like, she's like, I teach
some
about
small
that.
Ones what? Too. No, okay. It's not for what you think. I mean, it can be, but it's to teach, it's, I always tell everyone crystals and things like that. It's to teach you how to. No. They're like,
whoa, what?
No, it's not how. It's not.
I don't think you need a crystal to teach.
No, guys learned that from like five, six, maybe.
It's really to help people on their masculine and feminine energy and things like that. So I am not a teacher on those things that will tell you that the crystals are going to just change your life because you buy one. It's like having a toolbox.
Actually, if you put it up your butt.
I wouldn't recommend any.
You know Wikipedia is going to say now about Evan's Blue?
Yeah.
Singer Dan Chandler likes penis crystals.
Giant 12-inch.
I laughed so hard, the one I got in almost slipped out. All right, it's good. We're good now.
No, I actually have some that are, you know, a labia, a girl part. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do.
What are you supposed to do with that, though? Like guys like...
I mean, you can. So a lot of times witches and things like that will put them on their altars or do different things like that for like goddess energy or divine feminine energy.
You know, Sebastian and I, we would probably... use it as an ashtray. We ain't gonna lie.
It's okay.
This would be a perfect ashtray for us.
What is this thing?
I'm definitely not using it as an ashtray. I'm sticking that shit up my asshole, dude. Okay.
Well, you want to talk about assholes?
Sorry.
You
want
to talk about assholes? Let's talk about Kanye West.
Yes. Let's talk about Kanye. Good change of subject. Right. I like this. I didn't like where the conversation was going before. I like it now.
I have questions, by the way. Sorry. I have questions, though. But go ahead.
Okay. We got a clip here of this Kanye West and Ozzy Osbourne controversy. Sam, it's over in the brand. It says Kanye and Ozzy. Like,
oh, shit. Okay.
There it is. Let's watch this.
Hold on. Where did, there you go. Okay. Here we go.
This, in fact, may be Kanye West's undoing. Now, it's not news that Kanye West has been pretty out of pocket for the past few years. But of all of his outlandish behavior, this one decision may be the thing that does him in for good. Ozzy Osbourne posted this about an hour ago. It said, Kanye asked permission for a section of the 1983 live performance of War Pigs from the US Festival and was refused permission on the basis of some of his stupid comments. He went ahead and used the sample anyway, and that's where this is gonna get real messy. If you didn't know, Sharon Osbourne's been managing Ozzy since the early 80s. The guy in this picture with her is Don Arden, her father. Don Arden was Black Sabbath's manager, and when Black Sabbath fired Ozzy, Sharon picked him up as a management client, amongst other things. Don Arden's reputation in the music industry is legendary. This guy was arrested back in 1986 for kidnapping and torturing a Jet Records accountant because he thought he was embezzling funds from it. Somebody else on his payroll took the fall and went to prison. Don was acquitted. But Sharon learned her business tactics from one of the most aggressive, violent, ruthless people in the music industry. Sharon Osbourne's pettiness knows no bounds. She's literally sent boxes of her own feces to people that she disagrees with. And when two of the musicians on Ozzy's early records tried to sue her for songwriting credits, she went ahead and re-recorded all of their parts on both of those albums to avoid having to pay them. If Kanye West thinks that he can get away with doing this to Ozzy Osbourne, he's sorely mistaken, because Sharon is not going to stand for this.
Okay, so Kanye West apparently used Ozzy Osbourne's, I guess, tried to use it anyways. I didn't know Sharon was such a beast, actually, dude.
I know.
It just got taken down this weekend. I think it was that song. I don't know what song it is, but
crazy. You send a box of your own feces to someone? Like, that's like, dude.
You've never done that? But think about it. I thought the rules were this. I thought you could use other people's songs as long as they were on the publishing for their amount that they were split, right? I didn't know that you... I thought it was like a blessing. Like, you wanted someone's blessing. But if they don't give it to you, you can still do it. You just have to follow the rules.
Okay, but when you're as big as Ozzy Osbourne and Kanye West, two big superstars, right? I think it gets a little muddied in the water because you have all kinds of attorneys that could take stuff down. I think you could do it. I don't know. If I did an Evan's Blue song, if I did a cover of an Evan's Blue song and you hated it, you could be like, dude, fuck you. I don't like that. Take it down. And I could say, nope, I'm going to keep it anyways. But I got to pay you royalties if anything I make, probably.
The only time I'd hate it is if it was better than me. Then I'd be like, hey, man, you owe me some money.
Has anyone ever tried to use an Evan's Blue? Have you ever looked up Spotify Evan's Blue cover of whatever song, like Erase My Scars, and found somebody did a shitty version of it?
Oh, there's a bazillion covers. It's hilarious. And sometimes you find somebody who's amazing. And now the new AI thing is out. So I was looking up the AI stuff and I came across Erase My Scars song by Chester Bennington. And wow. I was like, okay, let's hear this. And it sounds like Chester singing to the song. And it's awesome. I was like, that is so cool.
And you just found out about this?
About a month ago, I heard it. Yeah.
Found out about AI not too long ago, too.
That's right. It was AI that did it.
Okay, I know about
it.
AI.
It wasn't actually Chester Bennington that did it years ago. It was AI that did it. Okay.
Oh, Sebastian not listening again.
Yeah, no, I forgot it was AI is what I forgot.
He's going to be putting out AI content nonstop now before he even asks.
We got Snoop Dogg. We got Snoop Dogg and doing our intro.
Did you hear our AI Snoop Dogg doing our intro?
That's awesome. That is right.
He never actually did that. That's AI. That was Sam's deal.
Yeah, but the funny thing about it's not funny. If Kanye wouldn't made comments about the stuff he's made comments about, and I'm not even going
down this road. He's ridiculous, bro.
He probably would, Sharon would have probably granted that access to use that sample and stuff like that, because Kanye is a genius when it comes to music, but I have yet.
I don't know.
I agree. I agree.
Kanye is weird, and people say he's a genius because he's so weird.
No. As soon as his personality or anybody's personality comes out, you can love him or hate him, and it can change everything. But if he was just look at Maynard. How many interviews you see of Maynard? We think of him as the imagination we know of him. Or Disturbed, the lead singer, before he started talking, it was like nobody knew who the hell they were. It was mysterious. Yeah. It was great. I mean, then it goes the opposite way, where it's like you get that guy who talks too much, kind of like what I'm doing, and then they start.
and that's the thing when it comes to Kanye. And there has been reports out here in Las Vegas that he tried to show up to the Super Bowl in front of Taylor's box. He bought tickets specifically to be in front of Taylor.
Remember, our news is not actual news. We don't know this.
Okay.
We gave a disclaimer in the beginning of the show. Okay, go ahead now.
Yeah. Don't ever come to us for a news source. Ever.
This is the first place I go.
Yeah.
Oh, what's going on in the world today? Let's look at the love plot.
You guys are liars.
That's when he fell. So supposedly he bought tickets to be in front of her box so he could he had a song that just came out that obviously is off of Apple right now, and it's off of all streaming platforms. I don't know what the song was called. Didn't even look into it. Don't care. I haven't liked Kanye since the 90s, I would say, since the late 90s, early 2000s.
I ain't saying she a gold digger, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Kanye, if you're listening, which I'm sure you're not ever going to hear us, but if you are, you can sample Evan's Blues songs. Dan says he does not mind.
Yeah, I do not mind.
See? Hey. Or Oscar and Birdman.
That's one of my songs, Oscar. Anyways. Oscar the Birdman. That's a little music side thing I got going on.
You
want to
go down that road. You want to talk about bad music in general. Jesus.
Oh, come on.
Looking at that Chris Paul, tell me what you hear.
Come on. Our biggest hit ever was called Muchachos Nachos. It had like 7 streams on Spotify. Best song ever.
No. It's got like 5 streams.
It has like 0 now.
People like returned the listening.
Probably had about 1 million, but they all got returned.
How would you like to unhear songs?
We should do that. You know, Spotify. Hey, you should click an unhear.
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 Take my view. Take my stream away from this. Why did you waste 3 minutes of my life?
Hey. That would tell you who, exactly. That would actually separate the big leagues and the minor leagues and the whatever, you know.
I like that idea. You know, the way kids are these days, they're more likely just to do it out of spite.
Of course they are.
You're right. I mean, people, literally, my 15-year-old daughter, she'll talk about her friends reporting people on TikTok for no reason at all.
Just because
they want to.
And they think that's funny. The rest of us are like, what? But then again, these are the same people that were eating Tide Pods, okay?
Valid point.
You know, hopefully everyone raised a good kid that didn't eat a Tide Pod. That's all I hope. And if you're listening at home, we hope that we did. So let's get into our next song.
We're about to, but I do want to say, because this next song is Alkaline Trio. I love Alkaline Trio. Probably one of my top 10. I like the way the guy sings. And I was listening to their new song called Break off their new album. What's the album called?
It's weird,
Eyeballs and whatever. I forgot the name of the album. But anyways, the song called Break, I was listening to it. And I'm like, you know, if Dan Chandler sang punk rock, he'd probably be similar to the way that Matt Skiba sings. Matt Skiba's way better in Alkaline. Matt Skiba's way better in Alkaline Trio than he was that short stint he did in Blink 182 a few years ago. Because his lyrics come out. He has a morbid sense of writing, and his the way he sings is it's just different. And Dan, like the way you sing is different. You have a unique style. And I think that Matt Skiba also has a very unique style with the way he sings punk rock. So let's go. What's a break by Alkaline Trio? Jam. Cool.
Smiling, eating, and split. end of time. It starts with you and ends with everyone, deaf, dumb, and blind. When we break down, when we fall apart, you'll be there, smiling in ear to end, splashing around in our blood, screaming, God damn it, I can't get enough. Just leave me out to dry. I just need some time to think. Please, I don't need new reasons why I won't put on this planet to blink.
Yeah, it's good, man. That was good.
Hey, folks. Stefan Shirazi and Renee Richardson here from the Metallica Report.
And we are proud members of the Pantheon podcast family, where the best of music and podcasts unite.
We've got something pretty cool for you. We're giving away an exclusive Metallica merch package worth over $250.
That's a whole lot of scary guys, skulls, M72, and other sought-after Metallica swag. And we've made it easy for you to win. Follow and share the Metallica Report, and you're in the game. Go to pantheonpodcast.com/Metallica, enter your email, and hit that button to be entered to win.
And just like that, you're eligible for our monthly exclusive Metallica merch package.
And guess what, rockers? You can enter every month. So just do it. And while we love our global brothers and sisters, the lawyers won't let us ship outside the U.S.
The other songs, I don't think I've heard one song I didn't like from them.
There's a new brand new song out too, by the way, but I you wanted this song, so you took
my pick. No. Sam says, I said, Sam, hey, play one of the songs from the new Alkaline Trio album. He goes, okay. And then I sent him this song. He goes, why tell me to pick a song if you're going to pick it for me?
Like, because a couple of weeks ago, we had a new single that was out, not a couple, but it's been about
a whole album's out now, dude.
Yeah, the whole album's out. And he's telling me, it's like, it's hilarious. It's like, why do I even do an itinerary and pick all the songs to fill in? You know, because usually who our guest is kind of the vibe I'm getting. Like, I wouldn't pick, like, you know, reggae songs. That'd be like, Dan probably doesn't like reggae. I'm pretty
sure. He probably does like reggae.
I like reggae, but I wouldn't be familiar, right? So, yeah.
Exactly.
So. Who's your favorite band? 311, right? See, told you he likes reggae. Dan, yeah. Who is your favorite? Who is your favorite band?
I don't have so many one. Times. I don't know. I have favorite songs that have... And they would not be what would be expected. You know what I mean?
What about you, Kitty? Do you have a favorite band?
I'm sorry, I'm coughing.
Yeah.
I don't have a favorite band. I have lots of favorite bands.
That's the thing. Right now, Sebastian's up there. What? You're Bad Omens.
I would say Bad Omens though.
I like them because too. The singer's name is Noah Sebastian. So I, you know,
that's why you like Bad Omens.
I like because their songs are good, and I see them live, and they're good. I would say Bad Omens is definitely up there, but I would Falling in Reverse. Alkaline Trio also because I like all kinds of different Jelly Roll. I like Jelly Roll. I like Hardy. I think Hardy's dope. Mm-hmm. I go all over the place with music, man.
Yeah, he'll go way back to like Pink Spiders or some of those weird names. I'm just trying to think of a name.
Sloppy Meat Eaters.
Yeah.
That's an old punk rock band.
Yeah, what's the name? some of those old bands, and he'll be like, Sam, do you know this band? And I was like, actually, I don't. I don't know this band. There was one of them, Mess. And I don't know how I miss Mess.
Dan, you know, Dan, do you know who Mess is?
I've heard of them, but I don't know that I'm familiar with the song.
Thank you.
Top down, seat back, rolling in my Cadillac.
I mean, I like where you keep going.
They're like a yellow card kind of pop punk. They're cool, man.
The thing about favorite bands, songs and bands, is it's always tied to some kind of nostalgia, I think, for somebody, right. You know. Like, my favorite song is this, and this is why, you know. It's better than, like, because they have the same name as me.
Yeah, but, it's a bad
one. You know.
So why don't you like Skid Row? Why don't you like Skid Row, Sebastian?
I didn't like them. I don't know. If I heard a song, I would know.
You would.
Come on.
Oh, my God.
Hey, you know what?
Sebastian Bach.
My number one favorite band ever is actually Evans Blue. So,
yeah. Well, that's true. That's damn straight, my man. Damn straight. And now I'm his biggest fan.
Who's your favorite podcaster?
Hey, let's get on to the Florida Joker this week.
Oh, yeah. We got to do that. I forgot about that one. Florida Joker. I got a little clip here. Have you guys heard about this?
So Florida Joker, the man who Rockstar used for the inspiration for this character in the GTA 6 trailer, just came out demanding that Rockstar pay him at least $2 million.
You see that? That's me. That's me. That's me. GTA, we gotta talk, GTA. We gotta talk. Or not, you gotta give me like a mil or two. So what's up? Holler at me, GTA, Rockstar Entertainment.
Well, shortly after this, the voice actor for Arthur Morgan from the Red Dead Redemption series basically came out in a video saying, this ain't a fight that Florida Joker can win.
You gotta talk.
No, you don't. You don't need to talk to them. They're not going to talk to you. They've had people like you trying to sue them for decades. They are lawyered up, man. They know exactly what they can and cannot get away with. If I were you, I would use the notoriety that they just threw your way to my advantage. Capitalize it on it somehow. You ain't getting a job in Home Depot with that face.
But y'all, let me know what y'all think.
Okay. Now, here's the thing. GTA, Rockstar, you look at the guy's face, you look at the main character or whatever it is on this new Grand Theft Auto game, okay? Did they steal this guy's look? Is it possible, though? Yes.
Inspired.
But you're not going to make money. I don't know.
I think the guy who should take advantage of, like the guy just said, exactly what he should do.
And he did. Remember, this has been old for quite some time now. And there's actually new revelations to this. So Florida Joker is looking for a job. He's not suing.
He decided to not sue them anymore and ask them for a job working with them. And they're still not responding to him. I don't blame them.
I don't want to work with that guy.
Dan, if I was to say Evans Blue sucks donkey balls and then be like, hey, you want to play a festival?
Can I work for you?
Look, I couldn't wait till you said that. Yes, of course.
Now, granted, you'd be like, how much we talking? Because remember, you said I suck, so.
I know, like a mil or two.
That guy, he just needs to take his 5 minutes of fame. Like, what? First of all, I looked him up on different social media things. He's always wearing like a Joker something from Batman.
Yeah, he's the Florida Joker.
Why? Why? It's like those juggalos that tattoo their face with ICP.
Oh, yeah.
And then regret it later on in life.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I like about it? It's kind of like a disclosure. So it's kind of like, I get to see what I think is probably going to happen before I get tricked someday, with some normal face looking dude and be like, oh shit, I wish you had your tattoos all over your face. I would never done
it. Well, Dan's getting a tattoo at the convention, I think.
I'm getting exactly what that guy had
on the back.
We're going to see. And then I'm going to manage Dan, and we're going to be a trap artist on top of it.
Kill it, dude. Right. Kill it.
The St. Louis Joker, and then you can hang out with the Florida Joker. And then you can both do GTA together.
We could do a collaboration or something. I'm sure.
That's right. So I'm just going to make it known. I am suing the whole state of Iowa for all the corn-fed white boys that are out there that stole my look. I'm just
damn
saying.
Damn right.
I'm going to sue, you know, I'm going to sue Bad Omens. Noah Sebastian. Yeah. That's my name.
Hey, Jacoby Shaddix, I look like you sometimes. I'm
no, you
suing
don't.
You.
I look like him. He's way better looking.
Yeah, well, that's because you guys came from the same town. So.
Yeah, we're both from Vacaville, California.
I think you're handsome, Vacaville. Sam.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it, Dan. I appreciate it.
All right, let's Jacoby too.
Let's get on with the Super Bowl real quick. Hopefully, we got time to play our next song. And then there's the ghost. And then maybe just a couple more minutes with Dan and ask about what he's doing now besides Evans Blue. He has some other things going on. But first, Super Bowl halftime show. People always complain about the halftime show all the time. I thought it was fine. Usher did a great job. I like the roller skating thing that he did. I thought it was cool, man. I know Kitty didn't watch the Super Bowl at all, I don't think.
So. I did. I've seen different parts, but
yeah. You watch it on TikTok?
Probably, or just on YouTube or whatever.
Dan, by the way, is probably a stupid Chiefs fan. Over there, I'm just kidding. No, I do like the Chiefs. I was born in San Francisco.
Right I was born there. In Alameda, California, bro. I'm
yeah,
dude. Hey, you know where Vacaville is?
No.
Well, then you don't know the band Papa Roach. Okay. I was rooting for the Niners. Last time they played in the Super Bowl, I was kind of like back and forth because I liked I was born a Niners fan. But I liked the Chiefs living in Oklahoma City. Love the Chiefs. But this year I was really rooting for the Niners. But if I was going to make a bet on who was going to win, I would have said the Chiefs only because of Patrick Mahomes. And he's been in the Super Bowl before. He's won. Yeah. So
he knows how to handle his nerves.
A few times, yeah.
There you go. Handle his nerves.
You know, I was very – the Super Bowl was great. I thought it was a great back and forth for a while. I did, however, just like everyone else, thought there was a couple calls that were like, what? Are you serious? I think the 49ers should have won it. They look better. Way better passing, running, stuff like that. But let's talk about but we're really here to talk about the halftime performance.
You can't just do that and then say, but we're not going to talk about that.
We're on a time limit here.
The Chiefs won and I got my money back. So
hey, you know, if the kick wouldn't have got blocked, Niners would have won. Would not have went to overtime. You blame that on your offensive lineman.
Right.
Who, you know, didn't stop the ball from getting blocked.
I thought the Niners looked way better than the Chiefs.
They did.
In that
Either
game.
Team could have won that game. Like, I had no idea what could
have happened. It was the second overtime ever in Super Bowl history.
And that's what it was. The 49ers made a mistake because they didn't know these new rules, and they took the ball first. They should have let the Chiefs take the ball.
But how many times does that happen, right? Once before.
Overtime here. No, yeah. Overtime happens in the NFL.
Yeah, I know, but Niners, like, how many times has it happened before? I see what you're saying. Okay, I thought you meant like in the Super Bowl.
So everyone gets a chance to score. So
once the Niners kicked the field goal, I'm not gonna lie, I thought they won.
No, I thought I was for sure worried about it. Yeah.
Yeah, and I wish they would have won
that night. Were you playing with the crystals?
The giant one.
It was that football-shaped one.
The giant ones.
I mean, granted, I was at a nice Super Bowl party that had free food, free alcohol. We had everything but pizza, I realized. Now I realize there was no pizza there. There was everything else. I had sliders. I had burgers.
You like pizza, don't you?
I love pizza, too. Fat pop punk kid. I can't eat it no more because I'm a diabetic now. So,
man.
We are going to shout out to Evil Pie Pizza. We're going down right around the corner here to eat.
Don't serve
pizza.
Sam. We don't need him to die just yet.
Yeah. So,
let's wait till after the tattoo convention.
I want to talk about the Usher show. I was not liking the Usher show until Ludacris and them came out. They kind of saved the show for me because I thought it was very boring, very. It will never, but I don't think it'll ever compare to Prince's performance, and that's why. Prince's performance kicked it out of the park. And I know how hard it is to do a performance like that, because a lot of it is not live. It's all, you know, backtracked and it's all recorded, because otherwise it's not going to work in a stadium as well as on TV. So, but I think the problem is, you know, there's a couple of Usher songs I like, and then there's
I like the old songs from the 90s.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like the old songs from the 90s.
But it's only going to be a couple of songs, Sebastian.
One or two Usher songs. That's probably
there was a lot of baby making music that I never even listened to. And
I can't even make babies with that music.
I did. I listened to them. Okay. I made babies to them. I did. I like the old Usher stuff, man. That was like awesome. To me, I thought the halftime show was awesome. But if you're comparing it to something, it's going to be difficult. But yeah, when Lil Jon comes out and then like Ludacris comes out, I was like, okay, this is nostalgic for me. It's starting to really, really hit.
Now, but, granted, I was already about four beers in at that point in time. So
four whole beers?
hold on. Sam after two beers is drunk, wasted.
I've had four beers since we've been sitting here. But go ahead.
it's just the way it is. I'm a lightweight. Sebastian, on the other hand, he will kill me. He'll have 12-1. He'll be 12 beers in to one.
I can still drive. I can still drive. Yeah. I probably shouldn't. But I
think don't.
You know what? You know what? You know what? I should not have said that. And if just never mind. Don't sue me.
Don't look for a wife.
I should have never said that, but I'm not going to edit it out.
I'm going to unhear that from this interview.
Do not come here for actual news. He does not do that.
I was just lying. I never drink and drive ever.
Never.
But I'm pretty not sure going to 7-Eleven later tonight. Me and you could drink together, I'm bet. I could drink pretty good.
Hey, Saturday night, brother. Let's play our last song, and then let's catch up with whatever else Dan has going on. Let's play the song. The band is called Levels, and the song is called Breed.
Part of the plan.
all good songs tonight. Dan, I do want to ask you, I want to get to you for a little bit before we get off of here.
Hold up. That song was badass, dude. I like that band. Well, I've never heard of them.
Their Levels are from Arkansas. Just signed to Thriller Records with Bob and them.
Nice. So. Let's go with you and Joe Pitter coming to the tattoo convention. Also have a band called Emissary, right?
Emissary Echo. I have a band. I was doing songs with them. We were just releasing singles. And I got to tell you, it's probably like some of my favorite songs I've ever done, to be honest with you. Because it's a different world, like we mentioned earlier. So when I get these tracks, a lot of them are very well produced because it's easier to get someone's attention if you want a singer. And you're like, oh, here, what do you think about this? And I'm like, dude, that sounds badass. Like, so I'm immediately on it. So then I felt like I didn't want to go through. I mean, I have Evans Blue. I love music in general. I don't care about I'm not worried about the future of the money part or the touring part. It's more like I want to make music with songs I like, and I don't want it to be because of that. I want it to be because I get the right songs I like, period, I won't write them.
I think it's fair to say that now that you've reached a point in your career where you can say that.
Mm-hmm. Trust me, I'm nobody at this stage in the game, but it's a matter of if you get approached with songs or someone that, because it happens all the time, hey, we listen to this, or they'll just send me lyrics and just be like, but if anything happens, remember me. And I'm like, dude, I love hearing your poetry or your write. I write all the time, so I love all that, but it's not about that. Like, music to me is the lyrics for me and making the song work into something I would want to listen to also. So it's like, I want, and it gets painful sometimes. I mean, look, if you get 3 more hours, I could use some therapy on this shit.
We got a minute and a half left. But you know what? I will say that your lyrical writing is very good. I don't know where you draw
yours, Sebastian.
Not mine, Dan's. My lyrical writing is horrible. I write songs. I have a new song I wrote about. I'm not even going to say what it's about. But it's not good.
Prostitution and
probably. Probably something about that, yeah.
You got to do it sometime.
something about the Wild West or something like that.
Dan's lyrical writing is very unique. The way you sing is very unique. I'm excited you guys are playing at Ink Nation. I'm super stoked about that. If you don't like the sound, Sam's going to be the sound guy. Get mad at him.
I can't wait to meet you guys.
Timmy's going to be the sound guy. I'm just going to make sure it runs smoothly. I'm the stage manager.
He's going to be running sound, be like, I'm sorry you weren't here. I got here before you, so I just went and did it.
Last thing before we get off here, Kitty, I do want you to shout out your website real quick, if you could.
Yeah, it's kittylynn.com. I'm Kitty Lynn all across social media.
And so, Lynn is LYNNE. KITTYLYNNE.com if you want to get some of those crystal penises.
Yep.
That's not the only thing I have on there.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, do you do tarot cards too or anything like that?
I do. I do Reiki and energetic healing and all
that
stuff.
We'll talk about
that right after I end this show. We'll talk about it. You guys stay right there anyway, till after the outro song. That's all the time we got on the show. We gotta go.
No.
Peace out. Rock on. Much love. Play the outro song right now. I'll play
it.
www.ink-nation.com. Okay, that's all the time we got. Bye, guys. Stay right there. Wait, where's the outro?
This is the Loud Spot outro by nothing short of tragic. Is this all talk with no action? No. Is this my thoughts with distraction? No. Is this what I bought that's in fashion? Or is this the Loud Spot with Sebastian? Yes. Does nothing short of tragic have his back again? Everything that's good really has to end. A pimp host has a pimp show. So to get more episodes, make an order. This is over.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.